The following shiur has been presented by Rav David Grossman, Reish Beis Havad Binyani Mishpat, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
Bava Metzia Daf Chesam and Aleph. There was a fascinating shiloh that was asked, and it was based on the following story. There was a newly married couple that had got married in a smaller out-of-town community. A number of months after the chasana, they were reading the newspaper together, and they came across an article with a picture of somebody that they faintly recognized. They knew this person from somewhere, they just couldn't place who it was. After a few minutes, they realized that this person was a friend of the Kala's family, and being so close to the family, he was actually chosen to be one of the two Eidei Kedushin under the chuppah by their own chasana. As they were reading this article, they realized that they had a very serious halachic shaila on their hands. The article reported that this company, at the instruction of their dear friend, this Eidei Kedushin, who was the owner of the company, was involved in a major scandal. The company was an investment firm, and it was being accused of defrauding a number of banks. It was pending imminent trial. They realized that since this person was one of their witnesses at their chasana, they may have a serious halachic issue on their hands. And that issue is as follows. We find in the Torah and in Halacha two types of witnesses. The Poskim talk about what's called Eidei Birur and Eidei Kiyum. There are some witnesses that their main tafke, their main purpose is only to prove and to uphold and to testify as to what happened. They're just bringing the information to Beis Din. Certain acts and certain kinyonim need Eidei Kiyum. Eidei Kiyum means that the fact that these Eidim are there and they see this act, they witness this occurrence, that validates and effectuates that the Kinyan. And one of those things are Kedusha. When a person gets married, the only way to effectively marry a woman is only if you have two Eidim there. And the Eidim see the actual Maisa Kedusha. They see the ring or the pruta going from husband to wife, and that affects the kedushin. If one of those witnesses are puzzled, the kedushin is invalid. The question is, being that we see now that one of these, this couple's Eidei Kedushin was a ganef, and he had asked and instructed his company to perform fraudulent acts to obtain funds that do not belong to him. He, Chari, is a Pasul Eid. He's a Pasul Eid. He's a Rosh of the Chamas. And he's one of the Psulim. The question is, does this couple have to get married again? Is it possible to think that this couple living together 6 or 7, 8 months are not really married? And Al Pi Halacha, because one of their Eidim turned out that they were Ganovim, retroactively, their kedushin is invalid, and they would have to get married again if they would so choose. This actually, the answer to this question involves five different issues, and we'll try to go one by one and try to be mevar the inyan. The first question is: since this individual, this Eid kedushin himself, did not perform these acts, he had other people in his company, in his firm, doing it for him, although he was to benefit from these acts. And the funds from these acts were to be split between the people who actually performed the act and he himself, but since he didn't want to get his hands dirty, obviously, so he had his employees do it, but he was going to gain from it. Is that considered a Maisa Geneva? And this question has relevance to our daf, and we'll see in a few minutes exactly how. The second question is, if we say Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveira in this case, is it considered that the person who performed these acts is acting on behalf of the Meshaleach, of the dispatcher, of the one who sent the Shliach? Or do we say, Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera? Another question is, since this fraud happened on funds that were owned by Goyim, it's an Isra of Gnevis Akum. Is Gnevis Akum Asur Midoraisa? Is it only Asur Midorabanan? And we'll explain what difference it makes to our case. Another question is, if in the event that Gnevis Akum is only Darabanan, by a Mitzvah Darabanan, by an Isra Darabanan, by a Avera that's only a Rabbinic Isra, do we say Yesh Liach Dvar Avera? And does an Isra Darabanan invalidate an aid and make him possible Eidus? And Mitzvah Shem will go one by one. The Gemara in today's Daf, Daf Chesam and Aleph, says as follows. The Gemara says, it discusses the din of Magbiya Metzila Chaveira, Kana Chaveira or not. And the Gemara says, a klal called Migu de Zachla Nafshe Zacha Namel Chavre. If a person is doing something on behalf of himself and somebody else, even in a case that truthfully he shouldn't be able to effect this kinyan for his friend, but since he's able to do it for himself, he also does it for his friend. And the Gemara says, about 15 lines down, on Chesam and Aleph, Teida she'ilu amal l'shluchay tseyu gnoiv li v'gonav potter. If a person tells his friend, go steal for me, and he steals only on behalf of the dispatcher of the Meshaleach, so he's potter because there's a concept of ein shliach l'dvar avera. Whenever a person does something on for somebody else, if it's a regular mitzvah or if it's just a davar shubir shus, there's a concept of shlichus, that when I act, I'm acting on behalf of my dispatcher, the person that I'm acting on in his stead. However, shutfim shagonvu, although by a regular shlichus there's a concept of ein shliach l'dvar avera, if I'm doing an avera, there's a din of divrei rav, divrei talmud, divrei mishaymin, that since the Rabbeinu Shalom tells us to do one thing, and this individual is telling me to do something else, I cannot say that I am acting on behalf of another individual when Hashem tells me to do something else. And therefore, Shlichus does not work by Dvar Avera. There's a concept of Ein Shliach Dvar Avera. Yet, if two people, Shutfim Gonvu, if two people steal together, so then, each one is chayev, each one is considered to be a thief. Rashi on the side says, Ilu shutvim shagonvu, what's the case of shutvim shagonvu? Ha'echod ha'itzio mirshus bailim ladai toilo das chaveiroi. Who did the action? Who did the maisa gzela? Reuven did this maisa, but when he did the maisa gzela, he was doing it on behalf of himself and of his friend, and therefore, and the halacha is that it works for his friend, and the friend is also considered, Shimon is also considered a ganav, and we say shlichus in such a case, although it's shlich l'dvar avera. There's a concept of migud zoch l'nafshei zoch hanam l'chavrei, since he had in mind to do it for himself, he's effectively stealing on behalf of his friend also. The Ktzoyis HaChoshen in Simen Shimon Ches says that Rashi Shita, when one person does it on behalf of himself and somebody else, it does work. That is Shitas Rashi, but Tosis argues. Tosis on the side, the Ramaskal of Shutfim Shagonvu, brings on Rashi's Pshat, and at the end he says, Elo Shutfim Shagonvu Shegbihu Shneyem. The only case where it would work that two Shutfim should be able to steal something together is only if they picked it up together. But if I pick it up and I steal it for myself and for somebody else, that does not work. And even though there's a concept of migo that zocha l'nafshei, zocha nam l'chavrei, that would not work in our case. L'choira, this case would be a totally in the this machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. According to Rashi, that says that whenever I pick something up on my behalf and on behalf of my dispatcher, of my mishaleach, shlichus does work. In this case, where the CEO of the company instructed the employees and other people to commit this act of fraud, so in that case, even though normally we would say ein shliach l'dvar avera, and Mimela, the CEO of the company, would not be responsible or held liable for this act because he didn't perform it. He instructed other people. But if anybody else along the way was going to get a piece of this action, anybody else was going to get a chelik of this geneva, in that case, we do say shlichus according to Rashi, and we say, migu dezocha lenafshei, zocha nama lechavre. So, because of the concept of ein shlich v'arveir, the first shaila that we had, l'chari would be totally in machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. According to Rashi, this aid would be considered an aid posel because he did perform the act of thievery, and therefore they would have to do the kedushin again. They would not be considered married, and even though they looked like they were married for 6 months, they are not husband and wife according to Rashi. But according to Tosfos, they would be considered husband and wife because only when two people perform the act together do we say the concept of migud zochel nafshi zochel nami lechavrei, but not if one person does it on behalf of the second. The next question is gnevas akum d'araisa d'rabbanon? In order to be posel for edus, midaraisa l'chayra, you have to perform an iser d'araisa in order to become a posel edus midaraisa. So if gnevas akum is merely d'rabbanon, it's possible we have a loophole over here. The Mechaber in Siman Shimem Ches, Sif Aleph, brings down the Lashon HaRambam, and he says as follows in Sif Beis, Kol HaGoynev Afilu Shavu Pruta Oivar Alav, Deloy Signoivu V'chayiv L'Shalem, anybody who steals the Shavu Pruta is chayiv to pay, and he's Oivar Alav, which means Do'iraisa. Echad HaGoynev Momen Yisroel, Oy HaGoynev Momen Shel Goyim. Whether you steal Jewish money or money of an Akum, you're seemingly over on the lav, the shach on the side, and sif cut and bays, and many other poskim are medayik from these words that nevis akum is an iser d'oraisa, and since it's an iser d'oraisa, this person might be posel leidus midoraisa. However, the shach takes us to his words later on in Siman Shinun Tes, where there the mechaber does not use the words that he's over on a lav. Rather, the Mechaber in Siman Shinun Tes says that if in Hilchas Gzela, also Ligzol Oilashak Afilu Kolshu Bein Mi Yisrael Bein Megoy. It's Osir. He doesn't say you're over on a lav. It says it's Osir. Why is it Osir? The place going to die, it's only Osir Midir Abonon. And the Shach over there brings down the Shita of the Yamshel Shlomo, who argues on the Rambam, and he brings down Das Rashi in Sanhedrin. The Rashi in Sanhedrin very clearly says that the Isser of Gzelos Akum is only Dirabonon. In the Rashi in Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, that Isser to steal from a Goy is not Midoraisa, it's only Midrabonon. And the Shach's words are, Le'in Miule in Yendino, Hechriya HaMarshal, he brings on the Marshal in Yamshel Shloime, in Bava Kama Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, that the Marshal is Machriya like Das Rashi, like the words of Rashi in Sanhedrin that say that it's only Midrabonon. And therefore, the psak of the shach is that the iser of zelus akum is only midrabbanon. And therefore, in our case, since this thievery happened, that he took the money that he took belonged to an oivid kechovim, or different banks that were non-Jewish banks. And therefore, the iser that he performed seemingly is only midrabbanon. And therefore. Possibly there might be a leniency. On the other hand, the mere fact that it's drabbanon might make it worse, because even though the concept of ein shliach l'dvar avera is a concept that makes it, that separates this individual from the act and says that these acts were not performed on your behalf. However, by a din drabbanon, the Maharit, in his Truvis in Chelek Aleph, Siman Kuf, Aleph, he says that when I send a messenger to perform an Isser Drabbanon, in such a case, there would be Shlichus. Why? Because since the Torah does not recognize this Isser and this Avera to be an Avera, it's only Avera Drabbanon. So the Torah, in the eyes of the Torah, they see this Shlichus as a 100% valid Shlichus. The Chacham said you're not allowed to do such an act. But since Midaraisa there is no such Isser, So when I ask somebody to do it, the Torah sees me doing it because I ask somebody, the Torah sees no problem with this. It's only Issur Rabbanan. So therefore, therefore there's no concept of Ein Shlich Dvar Avera by an Issur Rabbanan. And therefore, in our case, seemingly, the fact that I asked you to perform this Issur Rabbanan of Zelus Akum would be considered as if our CEO, our Eid Kedushin, Tak did do this Avera, because it's only an Issur Rabbanan according to the Marit. And therefore, it would be considered that he was over the Issur Rabbanan. And we'll see in a minute what the ramifications are as far as being possible Eidos by performing an Issur Rabbanan. But according to the Marit, it comes out that the Mishaleach, the CEO, our Eid Kedushin, did do this Maisa, even according to Tosfos that says that we don't say there's a concept of Migud Zochel Nafshei. However, since it's the Issur Rabbanan, there's no concept of Ein Shlich Dvar Avera in our case, and it would be considered a valid Shlich. The Mishnah Lamelech, however, in Hilchas Ritzicha, Perek Beis, Halacha Beis, he brings a raya from the Gemara in Bava Kama, Daf Nun Gimel and Aleph. The Gemara says that if there's two shutfim, two partners in a bor, two partners own a bor together, so to speak. There's a question as to who is liable and who is not, who's responsible. They both, it's a whole question of the Gemara. The Gemara asks, how is it possible to have a bor that's owned by two people? We know that bor is only chayiv in Rishus Harabim, in a public domain. So how is it possible that these two people are considered the Bala bor? So the Gemara says, if it's talking about that one person asked the other one to dig it, Ein shliach l'dvar avera. And Rashi, one daf earlier, says, what type of avera is there in digging a bor? Because a person is not allowed to be mekalkel Rishus Harabim. A person is not allowed to destroy their Rishus Harabim in any way. Says the Mishnah Melech, this Isser is this derabbanon. It's only a rabbinic Isser, and yet the Gemara uses the words Ein shliach l'dvar avera. The Minchas Chinuch argues and says that no, to dig a bor Rishus Harabim possibly could have Doraisa ramification. Minchas Chinuch is a mitzvah nun gimel. He says that when a person makes a zakana for people who pass by, that is an Issur Doraisa, and therefore we cannot bring any proof from any raya from the Gemara Daf Nun Gimel to this shaila. How al kolponim? What comes out is there's a machlokes. Marit, Mishnah Melech, and others. Noidi Behuda also argues on this raya. Noidi Behuda in Evin Ezer in Noidi Behuda Kama Soif Simenai and Ches, in the end of Simenai and Ches, Noidi Behuda also argues and says that the raya of the Mishnah Melech is not a raya. So what we have here is a machloikis. When a person sends a messenger to perform a act that's osur mid derabbanon, do we say Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera just like always, or do we say no? By a rabbinic issur, there's no din of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera, and if I ask you to do it for me, it's considered that I've done it. The Mishaleach is considered to have done it, and he therefore would be responsible for any ramifications that would come out. So according to these shitas, it comes out that that in our case, the Eid Kedushin asked his employees to perform an issur d'rabbanan, according to Rashi, like we paskin, that it's issur d'rabbanan, and therefore he is considered liable. He is considered that he did this issur, and therefore he was over in issur d'rabbanan, and possibly that would affect his kashrus, and he might not be a kosher aid. The only thing is that the question here is a person who does an avera midrabanan, is he posel eidos? So the Mechaber in Siman Lama Dalet, Siv Gimel, says that if a person is over an Isser and does an avera, he's posel eidos. He continues, if the avera was only drabanan, he's going to be posel midrabanan. Says the Ramah, when your person's over an Issur Rabbanan, the only way that can passel him and make him not a kosher witness is only if the avera performed was done because of chimud mamon, because of a want, a monetary gain, which is in our case, it's a monetary gain. However, the Poiskim are medayik, first of all, that if a person does an Issa Drabanan, he only becomes an eight apostle midrabanan. And in the eyes of Kedushin, which is Daraisa, possibly that won't affect the validity of the Kedushin. Because midaraisa, the Torah eyes view him as a kosher aid. But he gave us, Bezdin, we cannot accept his aid, because midrabanan is apostle. But if you want to know if this couple is married, since it's only Issa Drabanan, so it's only a psul edus midrabanan, and therefore he would be able to be a kosher ed midrashil. Chatchila vada, we would not take such a person. But it's very possible that we would allow, once he's done this avera, and once he was the aid, but the eved, we would allow him to be an aid on this kedushin, and we would not make them perform another maisa kedushin because they're already married midrashil. One might argue that since midrabanan, they're possible they should do it anyway. The Rav Chadamilsa. There's another halacha by an aid that anybody who's an aid pasul midrabanan, in order to invalidate him, in order to make him pasul midrabanan, you have to have what's called hachraza. You have to go and be machriz and say that whoever performs such an avera is going to become pasul midrabanan and be machriz on him that he is an aid pasul. But still, we don't make that hachraza. So he would not be apostle aid, which again would validate this CEO and would allow him to be a kosher aid for this kedushin, and they would not need another kedushin. The Radvaz in Simon Kuf Tov Kuf Nun Gimel says that there's another reason why a person who steals from an akum is not a apostle aid at all. Radvaz wants to say that the Zalocha that's brought down also in Simon Lamadal in Shulchan Aruch, and it's referenced to a Gemara in Sanhedrin that says that a koivri mason on Yom Tov, somebody goes ahead and he digs a grave on Yom Tov, that does not make him into apostle aid. And the reason is because Savar Mitzvah Ka'ovit, he feels that he's doing a righteous act. He's burying the dead. He knows there's a very terrible thing about a dead person lying overnight that he should get buried that day. And he, in his righteousness, decides to make the kfur on Yom Tov, even though that's Osir and it's Issur D'oraisa and it's a terrible thing to do. But he, since he's doing it because he thinks it's a good thing to do, so he does not become a apostle of aid. Says the Radvaz, the same is true with somebody who is over on Gnevas Akum. For some reason, which is very interesting, he says that people think that it's a mitzvah to steal from a goy. And therefore, even if it would be a mitzvah d'oraisa, says the Radvaz, an issur d'oraisa to steal from a goy, this person would not become a apostle of aid because he feels it's mitzvah ka'ovid, which we see not only in our times do people feel this way, that there's a mitzvah of Chas v'Shalom stealing, doing Isra of Gnevas Akum. In the times of Advaz, it's the same deal. And it's noteworthy to note the famous words of the Ber Agoyla in Simon Shin Mem Ches and Chayshin Mishpat, that he said that even by Toy Sakum and Mati, even if you're gonna trick a goy into giving you money, he says that Harbo Asu, Bani Kaisa Zois Ladoiris, I tell this to all generations, Shariisi Rabim Godlu Veheshirim in Tois, Shetul Akum. I've seen many people who have become rich from Tois that they tricked an Akum and they benefited from it. Veloyat Slichu, they did not have any Atzlacha from those funds. Veyordu Nechseim Letmoyoin. And their Nechasim went down. And they became poor. These funds did not bring them any type of blessing, any type of bracha. So although it seems sometimes that there's a mitzvah, that there's some type of mitzvah to steal from a goy, chas v'shalom, it's usur. And however, the Radvaz said that since there is such a concept that people think that it's mutter and that it's a mitzvah, so stealing from an akum would not passel somebody for eidos. It's a shitas yochid. It's not clear if anybody argues, but Lamaskana Demilsa, just to make a sikum, Benigea Arshaila, does this person who had his company steal from a goy, does that invalidate him as a witness? we saw that the Shitas HaRambam is that Gzeilas Akum is Midoraisa. If Gzeilas Akum is Doraisa, according to the Rambam, it would come out of Machloikas Rashi and Tosfos, if this person has to make another Kedushin, because if it's Doraisa, so then there's a concept of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera, and according to Rashi, in this case, there would be a Shlichus L'Dvar Avera because of the Gemara that we saw today, of Migud Zochel and Afshe Zochel and Chavre, but according to Tosfos, there would be Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera, and you would not have to make another Kedushin. If it's the Rabbanon Al Pi Pashtus, for many reasons, if the Isser of Gzeilus Akum is merely a Rabbanon, for many reasons, there's no, you do not have to make another Kedushin, because, first of all, Isser de Rabbanon, even, it also possibly is Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera. And second of all, Isser de Rabbanon does not, only invalidates you as a witness, Midrabbanon. Third of all, because Isser de Rabbanon needs Hachraza, which they did not have in this case, and therefore we would not be Apostle Eidos. And fourth of all is the Radvaz, that the Radvaz says that a case of Gezel Akum does not invalidate you at all because Savar Mitzvah Ka'ovit. So, in summation, Alpi Pashtus, this couple does not have to make another Maisa Kedushin. They were always married and they don't have to worry about anything. However, L'Ravcha de Milsa, there is one sheet that holds you would have to make another Kedushin, and that's Das Rashi. If you don't hold like the Radvaz that says that Savar Mitzvah Ka'ovit, there might be a slight reason to go in front of two Edim and give a ring and say, Areyat Mekudeshes Li, and then have a very nice dinner with 10 close friends, 10 close men, and make some, I wouldn't make a bracha, obviously, you wouldn't make Sheva brachas because it's a suffix of a Svek Sveka. But if you want to just do everything 100% right, possible that this couple would have to make another Kedushin according to Das Yochid. But Roiv Shitas, Ruba de Ruba, but the Shitas hold that there's no reason, no Indian, no nothing to worry about, and therefore they should live happily ever after.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.